Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, May 2nd. Mixed overnight in the grains after being a little bit higher for most of the night. Export sales came out this morning. Pretty disappointing, and markets backed off a bit. So we've got July corn finishing the overnight session steady at 368.5. December down a half cent, 385.75. Export sales came out at 796,000. That was versus estimates of between 600,000 and 1.15 million, with the 18-19 number coming in at 586,000. So a bit disappointing there. And the wheat, we've got July up 4.25 cents, 440.25. Kansas City, July up 0.75 cents, $4.75. And Minneapolis, July up 2.5 cents at 514.5. Dismal export sales there for the wheat, 122,000 for 18-19, and a combined 419,000. That was versus estimates of between 250,000 and 850,000. Day two of the wheat tour results yesterday. This was for southwest and south central Kansas. Came in at 47.6 bushels per acre versus last year's 35.2. So things looking really good again on the second leg of that tour. Taking a look at beans, we had July finished down 2.5 cents, 849.25. November down 2.5 at 870.5. Sales, again, pretty weak. Estimates were for 350,000 to 900,000. Combined 18-19, 19-20 came in at 337,000, with 18-19 at 313. So even with these low prices, not seeing a whole lot of demand here resulting from the competition from South America. As far as any outside factors influencing the grains, it's still looking wet across the Midwest over the next 7 to 10 days after a little bit of a break in the rain over the weekend. So that is supporting the grains, gave corn that good boost on yesterday. And we'll see if we get into the areas after May 10th where you start to see some yield drag there. And also, China delegation will be coming to Washington, D.C. on May 8th. And then there is talk that there may be a signing possibility the week after that. But still, as we've heard ad infinitum, there are still details to be ironed out in this deal. And so the market is obviously very exhausted of that kind of news. So we'll have to wait and see if we get some sort of real concrete results out of this. Outside markets, you've got the dollar steady at 97.40. Crude oil sharply lower today, down a buck and a half a barrel at 62.08. And we've got the stock market trading down about 40 points in pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.